The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. I'm your host, Michael Bass, fourth generation of Friedland Industries in Lansing. Let's get started. Recently, an article in the Wall Street Journal reported that Hershey announced it will increase its prices. The reason behind the increase is said to be because of higher commodity costs, along with a higher cost of freight and utilities. Similar things like this happen in the scrap recycling industry. Think of it like this. Remember how we've talked about mills for scrap material like steel, copper, and paper? Those are the companies that remelt the material we sell to them, and in the case of copper, for example, turn the newly melted material into ingots. Well, in this case, Hershey is like a chocolate mill that makes tasty little ingots. The only difference is that it makes a final product, whereas mills that take scrap material make ingots, sheets, or rolls that can then be turned into new products by manufacturers. The two industries are comparable in that, just like chocolate, scrap material is bought and sold on global commodity markets. Let's use copper as an example. In the U.S., copper is typically bought and sold on the COMEX, which stands for Commodity Exchange, based on its current commodity price. A copper mill or refinery might state that it will need to increase its prices of the copper ingots it sells to manufacturers because the price of copper as a commodity itself has risen. Well, the same thing happens with chocolate. The price of any given commodity will go up if the demand for it increases. In the case of scrap, if the demand for housing, automobiles, and durable goods go up, the price of the commodities needed to make those products will probably rise. So, what would cause the demand for chocolate to rise? It's hard to say. It could be any number of reasons. What do you think? Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics. To learn more, go to FriedlandIndustries.com.